You're listening to the Copywriter On Call podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Gillis, copywriter, word magic maker, and owner of What Sarah Said. On this podcast, you'll feel empowered to show up online in a way that has you saying, "That's so me." Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Copywriter On Call podcast. I am your host, Sarah Gillis, and I am clocking in on call hours solo today to share five different things that teaching taught me about business. Now, all of my life, I have been obsessed with words. I started writing my very first short story in fourth grade about a magic school bus-esque style trip through the esophagus. And then I proudly wore the English major title in college. And now I'm a girl who's writing words all the time. And I truly can't remember a time where I wasn't intrigued by reading or by writing. And so it should come to no surprise that teaching was part of my journey as well. And then when I decided to leave teaching after a decade of being in an English and communications classroom, mostly for college students, it's no surprise that I would find myself in another role where I'm, again, working with words. So when I was thinking through what my entrepreneurial journey would look like, I really didn't know that I would ever start a business. And I found myself continually surprised, and still am pinching myself today, that I'm here and that I have a business, and I've had a business for almost 4 years now that I love and that I'm so grateful to have stumbled into. But as I continue to reflect on my teaching career and all that I learned in that decade, I can't help but notice many different similarities between what I'm doing now and what I did as a teacher. So there's a lot of different things that my education career taught me about business. And I wasn't a girl who went to business school, so I'm grateful for all of these learning experiences. But there's definitely pieces and parts of my education experience that overflow into what Sarah said today. So I'm sharing five things in this episode that teaching taught me about business. And even if you never have been a teacher or have stepped into a classroom as an adult, I can almost guarantee that you'll agree. So let's dive in. The first thing that I learned that is really similar between what I'm doing now and what I did as a teacher is that repeating yourself is a must. As a copywriter, this is something I have to remind my clients of and myself a lot. When you're marketing your products, when you're marketing services, it's easy to repeat yourself over and over to the point where you're like, wow, this is so boring to write, or this is so boring to read, or to repeat over and over and over again to your audience. But we've all heard that research that says that the average person needs to hear or read or see something 7 times before they take action. So repeating ourselves is really important, okay? If you are becoming bored with your message as a service provider, that's a pretty good sign that your audience is just now starting to catch on, okay? And it's important that you just keep going, push through that, okay? Now, similar to teaching, it's no secret that in the classroom, I constantly was repeating myself, regardless of the age of my students. And again, I taught college students, but also I did one wonderful year in middle school gifted ed. Students tend to have a hard time hearing what I'm saying the first time or the second time or the third time. So this idea of repeating yourself, it really suits me well, not only as a teacher, but also as a business owner. The second thing that I learned, being adaptable is key. As much as I wish I could say that everything went to plan in my teaching experience, that's just not at all how it worked. I would spend hours on perfecting my lesson plans or bringing in new and creative teaching techniques and strategies, and there would undoubtedly be a wrench thrown in the middle of it all, whether it was a fire drill or a snow day, or even just students who were super engaged or super not engaged. I've had many lessons I thought looked great on paper completely fall flat. And I've learned pretty quickly that the same thing can be true in business. I cannot tell you how many times I've created a plan in my mind for how I think things will go, whether it's a launch or serving a client. And then I'm completely caught off guard when something doesn't go my way. Now, thankfully, over the 4 years almost that I've been in business, I've learned to like go with the flow, and I've honed in on a specific framework that I like to work with website copy clients in particular on. But being adaptable and willing to adjust plans, whether you're in the classroom or in the business world, is one of those major things that can save you a lot of heartache. The third thing I learned is that patience is a virtue. Of course, you probably thought this was coming, right? So if you were to ask anyone what kind of skills a teacher must have, I can almost bet that patience would be at the top of the list. And honestly, I really do agree. But here's the thing. I wouldn't necessarily classify myself as a patient person per se. But again, regardless of the age of the students you're teaching, patience is something that gets you far, and it gets you far in business too. Now, no student and no client is the same. And so they all need various things. They all learn in different ways. They all describe themselves in different ways. And so it's important both as a teacher and as a business owner to learn how to be patient and to adjust your style, whether it's a service provider style or a teaching style, to help to support whoever you're working with. Okay. Now, in business, patience is key. But it's a little different, okay? So when I was first starting out as an entrepreneur, I wanted to experience success fast. I launched my business out of a pandemic-related layoff. And so, of course, I wanted to like see dollar signs coming into my bank account right away. We see a lot of other people out there doing their thing, making money, and doing things that we want to do. And it's easy to think, well, gosh, I should be on that same level. But like growth in business takes time. And it really takes patience. It takes being willing to put in the work, right? Every single day, and really thinking through what kind of clients do you want to serve? How can you best position yourself to show up in front of those people? And how can you continue to let your business evolve all while learning along the way? So one of the biggest lessons that I learned when I was in business, especially in those early days, is that it's not about experiencing success on one given day. It's about adding up little small wins over time that eventually will help you get to that certain point that you're wanting. And that's true in the classroom too, right? Lessons build upon each other. I'm not a mathy person. I don't like math. But math builds on itself. And so it's important that each step, each building block continues to build on itself. And in business, and in teaching, and in learning in the classroom, the growth is not something that is finished. It's always going, right? Growth is never over. When you reach one level, then you want to move on to the next one and the next one. And patience is required at every single step.
If what's being shared in this episode is inspiring you to bring more of your personality into how you show up online, I've got a quiz for you. Head over to whatsarahsaid.com/quiz and discover your brand voice type so that you can feel confident in standing out through your words. This quiz will help you uncover the brand voice that's already within you so your words can finally have you and your dream clients saying, "That's so me." Knowing your brand voice type means you'll have full permission to ditch the proper and polite copy if your authentic voice is actually quirky and fun. Your brand voice is what I call word magic, because honing it creates literal magic for you and your dream clients. Plus, after your brand voice type is revealed, you'll get access to 5 free social media prompts to help you share your voice right away. So what are you waiting for? Take this fun quiz now at whatsarahsaid.com/quiz.
Okay, so I've already covered my top 3 ways that I've learned from teaching and from business and what they have in common, but I want to get into number 4 here, because number 4 is really true. Communication and leadership skills are necessary both for teaching and for business, okay? Now, this is obvious, right? This might sound obvious, but the reason that I list it here as one of my top 5 takeaways is because communication and leadership are often overlooked in various industries, including in education and in business, okay? When I was teaching, it was so tempting to get caught up in different classroom management strategies or bringing in creative teaching techniques. And really, what mattered the most when I was teaching my students is that I was leading them effectively and I was communicating with them in a way that they could understand. And so similarly in business, we all kind of have this shiny object syndrome, right? Where we're intrigued by different marketing platforms or new strategies, new AI technology. And we always want to kind of try on these new types of platforms or strategies or techniques. But again, what matters the most here is your ability to communicate effectively and your ability to lead your audience, okay? It's not about strategy. It's not about platform. It's about that core leadership at the center of your business. And that's you. As the business owner, as the service provider, that is you. So both teaching and business require guiding, inspiring, and influencing people to achieve whatever you're trying to get them to do. But it's really important that at the very core of it is opportunities to learn how to communicate better and to be a better, more effective leader. The last thing here that I want to share, number five, is that when it comes to teaching and business, you have to think on your feet. Now, this tends to relate to the adaptability piece, but it's more than that, okay? One of the greatest things that teaching taught me about business is that you have to be able to adapt and to think on your feet when it comes to what literally drops into your lap in class, okay? In the classroom, you never know when a student is going to disrupt class discussion. And in business, you never know when a client is going to be unhappy with your services. And it's not like always negative, right? Maybe sometimes you have a student in class who's really engaged and interested and they want to dive deeper into discussion, but your lesson plans only allowed a certain amount of time that day to dive in. Or maybe a client is so happy with your services that they want to work with you on an extensive basis. And that has changed the way that you typically deliver your services, or that has changed the scope of the work. Both of these are examples of thinking on your feet, negative or positive, right? But it's important that you're able to balance that. And I'm kind of like straddling the balance beam in my head here of how can I serve this student or this client well in this instance, whether positive or negative. Now, learning how to think on your feet, that will help you to really be an effective teacher, but it'll also help you to be an effective business owner. Now, before we close here, I'm curious, have you pivoted from a different career and then all of a sudden found yourself in an entrepreneurial space? I would love to hear from you. Feel free to send me a note or a DM on Instagram. I'm at @HelloSarahGillis over there. And I would love to hear what you've learned from your previous career and how you're bringing it into business ownership today. In addition, if you loved this episode, I would love for you to take a screenshot of it and share it on Instagram stories. That helps me spread the word to like-minded listeners who might want to tune in as well. Thanks so much for being here, friend. And as always, this is your Copywriter on Call, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Copywriter on Call podcast. If this episode has you feeling all sorts of inspired to show up as yourself online, click that subscribe button so you don't miss my stories or practical advice to help you express your quirky, vulnerable, and authentic self online. Chat soon.